Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 17, 2006. The military continues its attacks on Gaza. Meanwhile, the death toll hits 140 in Lebanon as Israeli targets residential areas. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli Air Force fired two missiles at the Palestinian Foreign Ministry in Gaza City early Monday, collapsing an eight-story section of the building. The attack against the ministry is the second in less than a week. Smoke was seen rising from the building, which was already damaged by an Israeli airstrike last Thursday. Four residents were injured, including three children. The Israeli Air Force fired missiles at offices belonging to the Hamas-led security forces on Sunday after midnight. The strike destroyed the offices located in the Jabalia refugee camp. No injuries were reported. In Beit Hanun, Mahmoud al-Karfana, 21, was killed and another resident was injured after being shot by the Israeli army while standing in front of his house. The army also besieged the hospital Beit Hanun and destroyed the garden wall that belongs to the hospital. Troops stormed neighboring houses and turned them into military posts around the hospital. Also today in Beit Hanun, the Palestinian Ramatan news agency appealed to local and international media outlets to interfere for the protection of reporters in the occupied territories. The agency reported that Israeli troops are currently detaining its team, along with women and children, at a house in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. In a press release on Monday, the agency said that Israeli soldiers broke into a house in Beit Hanun on Sunday and detained engineer Hazim Ali al-Karfana, head of the satellite broadcast division at Ramatan, his family, and a team of agency workers who were present there. The attacked house belongs to Dr. Qassam al-Karfana. Soldiers destroyed parts of the attacked house. The agency added that soldiers used women and children in the house as human shields and destroyed cars and several broadcasting equipment belonging to the agency. At least 140 Lebanese have been killed in five straight days of Israeli bombardments and airstrikes, with the vast majority of those killed being civilians and children, the Lebanese Daily Star reported Monday. The Lebanese resistance shot down an observation balloon that was raised by the Israeli army over the southern Beirut suburb. Al Jazeera's satellite channel showed footage of a huge fire with black smoke, which was attributed by many people to a shot-down Israeli F-16 jet fighter. However, Israel denies that any of its F-16s were shot down. Israel's attacks on Lebanon intensified over the weekend, with the Israeli military bombing Beirut's southern suburbs, in addition to targeting villages and infrastructures throughout the country. At least 39 Lebanese were killed, eight of which held Canadian citizenships, according to the Canadian Embassy in Beirut, and another 105 were wounded in Israeli offensives on Sunday. At least 20 missiles struck the main fuel tank at Rafik Hariri International Airport and an adjacent tunnel. The attack was the fifth on the airport. Also on Sunday, the power plant in Jaya was struck for the third time. Israeli warplanes also raided a building in the southern port town of Tyra that housed the civil defense. The attack killed more than 20 civilians and wounded at least 50, including foreign relief workers. Several Israelis were injured Monday afternoon when a building in Haifa in the northern Israel collapsed after being targeted by Katyusha rockets fired by fighters of Hezbollah in Lebanon, Israeli sources reported. Several other buildings in Haifa sustained minor damage when shells exploded near them. No injuries were reported. Also on Monday, several Katyusha shells were fired at Tiberias and Safad. Six Israelis were slightly injured earlier when Katyusha shells were fired at the Galilee. Several rockets struck areas in the Golan Heights. Several other rockets landed in Kiryat Shemona, Acre, Tiberias, Tala, Julis, Abu Shanan, Karfish, Yashiv, and other towns across northern Israel. 13 Israeli soldiers were hospitalized in Nahariya in western Galilee after suffering smoke inhalation. An Israeli soldier was killed and seven other were injured early Monday morning in an explosion in the West Bank city of Nablus. Al-Aqsa Marchers Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, claimed responsibility for the attack, saying the operation is a gift to the Lebanese resistance. An AFP news agency reporter at the scene said the body of the soldier was lying in an alley, surrounded by a group of Palestinians. The Israeli army has threatened the residents of the old city of Nablus to return the body of the soldier within an hour or the army will invade. Haaretz newspaper reported the soldiers invaded the old city of Nablus to arrest wanted resistance fighters when the bomb was thrown at them. Three soldiers were treated for minor injuries. A fourth soldier had moderate wounds and is the son of GOC Central Command Head Yair Nava. Meanwhile, troops took three residents as prisoners from the city to an unknown location. In Beit Amrin village near the city, army arrested three residents after storming and searching several homes. An undercover Israeli army unit kidnapped one Palestinian man for the West Bank city of Bethlehem in a Monday afternoon raid. Yosef Abu al-Iza, 33, was kidnapped when undercover soldiers surprised him at his workplace in the city center. According to eyewitnesses, he was forced into their car and then rushed out of the city. Another Bethlehem resident, Salah Kassam, 46, was arrested Monday during a morning raid that included several home searches in the Jabal al-Mawalla area in the city. Kassam was taken to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Thanks for joining us today from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Stacey Miller and Ghassan Benora.